$8.95 for a whoopee cushion? I remember a day when you could humiliate someone for under $5.
You don't have to tell me about the rising cost of inflatables.
Your Honor, your new stenographer's here.
Hi, I'm Tracy Knight.
Well, hi there, Tracy Knight. I'm Judge Harry Stone, and this is...
Assistant District Attorney Dan Fielding at your service.
Mr. Fielding, yes, I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, then my ads are working.
Come on, Tracy, I'll show you the courtroom.
Wait up. There's a few things I want to show you myself.
Hey, Harry, you got a second?
For what, Mac?
Well, Quan Lee and I are thinking about maybe getting a little retail business started, and she wanted to get your advice on it. For some reason.
What are you thinking of selling?
These?
Oh, hey, great. What is it?
Well, they're Vietnamese snack. Quan Lee makes them from an old secret family recipe.
Oh, Mac, you know how tough it would be to get something like this out on the market?
Well, I know it could get a little involved.
Involved? Mac, you need cash for raw materials, labor, license fees, insurance.
Insurance? For these little crackers?
You're gonna need it. And there's competition. Mac, do you know how good these things would have to be for you to get investors? $5,000 enough to get you started?
Therefore, I feel as though it's my duty to do everything I can to make it safer for the women of New York.
You moving to Chicago?
Rosalind, you kidder. So, Tracy, what do you say maybe we get together after the session, just the two of us?
Dan, before this goes any further, let's get something straight. I make it a strict policy never to date my coworkers.
Oh, so do I. I hope you didn't misread my intentions. I merely meant if you have any questions, maybe I could help answer them.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice. Maybe some other time. See you later.
Toodles. I'll have her in a week.
Waiting.
Photographers for what?
For the promotions for our Mac Snacks.
What the hell is a Mac Snack?
That's the name I came up with for our new product. Pretty jazzy, huh?
Sounds stupid.
That's what they said about the Ding Dong.
Darn, this thing's stuck again.
Tracy, maybe I can give you a hand. There you go.
You have been so helpful the last couple of days, Dan. I'm sorry I jumped to conclusions about your intentions. How about letting me buy you a cup of coffee to make amends?
No, I don't think that's a very good idea. You know how rumors get started.
You mean like that one about you knowing the bra size of every woman in the building?
Is that scurrilous lie still being bandied about? Oh, well, see, there's a prime example why our relationship should stay totally professional.
What's with you, Dan? You think maybe she's a guy?
It's obvious she's had some bad experiences with men. I think it's important to befriend her, earn her respect. Then I'll take advantage of her.
It's nice to know in this ever-changing world that you'll always be your disgustingly perverted self.
Count on me.
Chrissy?
Uncle Floyd? Well, what a total surprise. What brings you to the big city?
Well, we just wound up our annual ball bearing convention.
Ooh, I bet the networks were fighting to cover that one.
Actually, it was pretty exciting. As you know, our goal is a friction-free America.
Well, I suppose you'll be heading back to Wichita now.
No, I get $100 off my airfare by staying a week. So, that couch of yours still fold out into a bed?
Ah, Yes, if I put the dining room table out on the balcony and I put the TV set into the fireplace.
Great.
And
I'll wait for you in the back.
Like your new roomie.
That man is the biggest cheapskate alive. Last time we had dinner together, he stole the ashtray off the table.
A lot of people take those from restaurants.
We're eating at my place.
Hey, Mac, we're ready whenever you are.
Oh, come on, Harry. Is this really necessary?
Mac, I told you, it's important that Mac snacks have a positive, healthy, all-American image.
Somebody's gonna pay for this.
You look great, Mac, doesn't he, Mac?
Hey, you look terrific.
Hey, Mac, come on now. Relax. I know you're new to all this, but Nick's gonna walk you right through it. He'll make it easy. He's one of the tops in his field. Okay? He's all yours, Nick.
Okay, now. We want a big happy face for the camera, all right?
Harry.
Did I mention that Nick's a baby photographer? He was having a special.
Oh, come on, Mac. Sammy the Shutterbug says, smile, and you'll get a big surprise.
Uncle Nick's gonna get a big surprise when I put Sammy where the flash don't shine.
Disgusting pigs.
Trace, what's wrong?
Oh, I just passed a construction site and those workers were hollering, saying things about every part of my anatomy.
Like what?
Oh, you know. Nice legs, nice butt, nice bod.
Nice yabos that would make a Trappist monk scream, yow, shake 'em, mama!
Well, no, they didn't say that.
Oh, well, from what I understand, it's pretty common. Tracy, on behalf of all men, I apologize.
Well, thanks. You know, I just wish all guys were as courteous and respectful as you. Don't ever change.
What is so important that it can't wait?
Trust me, Mac, you're gonna love this. Voila! Takes your breath away, don't it?
It's humiliating. In case you forgot, I work in this building.
Sure, just like Clark works at the Daily Planet.
Harry, this is not at all what Quan Lee and I had in mind. We wanted to sell him in the cafeteria. Wrap him in a little cellophane, maybe a bow.
Cellophane in a bow?
Yeah.
Mac, that's pathetic.
Stone!
Hey, Marv! Glad you could drop by.
Well, now, you make it worth my while, and it'll be my pleasure.
Marv, I want you to meet my partner, Mac Robinson.
Pleased to meet G. Robinson. That you in the sissy outfit?
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Excuse us a second, Marv. Mac.
What?
You know who that is? That's Minnie Mart Marv.
Minnie Mart who?
Minnie Mart Marv, the owner of over 600 of Marv's Metro Mini Marts. If he likes Mac snacks, he could order up to 1,000 bags.
1,000 a month?
1,000 a day.
Hello, Marvin! Look, I'm not much for small talk, so why don't we just get right down to business and suck down some of them Mac snacks.
Hey, here we go, Marvin.
Ooh, a nice package. Intriguing bouquet.
Very intriguing.
Oh. Mm. Not bad.
He likes them. Marvy likes them.
Not so fast, Stone. Anyone can enjoy the first bag. The real market is in multiple sales.
Great. So how many do you need?
Five.
Five?
The day I discovered marshmallow prune gooey, I ate 16 of them. And I wanted for more.
Yeah. Let's show Marv that everyone likes Mac snacks.
Okay, yeah.
Ross, help us out.
Oh, gee, could I?
I'll take the lasagna. It's good to eat where they know you.
30 cents for a bread roll. Have you got anything a day old?
Have a snack, Floyd.
Why would I want those?
They're free.
Got any more?
Well, that's it. How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, gather around. A toast to a match made in heaven. Mac Snacks and Marv's Metro Mini Marts. How we doing, Marv?
This guy's dead.
Doc, what caused it?
Hard to tell. Most likely something he ate.
Probably these. He was sucking them down like a python in a bunny cage.
There you go. This is probably it. Of course, the boys in the morgue will let us know for sure. Let's go, guys.
Mac, what the hell did you do to these things? The ones I ate the other day were fine.
Well, I don't know. You had me up all night baking these things. I mean, I was tired. Maybe I put in too much of Quan Lee's secret spice.
That secret spice? By any chance come in a package with a picture of a dead roach on it?
Don't start in on me, Harry.
Mac, you poisoned Mini Mart Marv.
Well, he'd still be alive if you hadn't invited him down here.
You're the one who made the snacks that were good to the last gasp.
Well, you're the one. That's
no,
your fault.
You're the one. I'm the one.
Now, in case you boys forgot, we passed out a few dozen of these death packs.
Oh, great. Now we're talking mass murder.
Well, Ross, cover the building. Don't let any of those Mac snacks loose. Mm. And to avoid a panic, let's downplay the poison angle.
Right. I'll just say they have razor-sharp edges that'll shred your intestines like confetti.
Maybe even more subtle.
Shh. You're the boss.
Come on, Mr. Snack.
All right, listen up. I want those bags, and I want them now.
Thank you.
Max Max?
No, hernia.
Lucky you.
There you are, Dan. I've got a gift for you.
For moi?
For being such a gentleman.
You make me blush.
Most men I work with are always coming on to me or leering at me like some sexual object. Oh,
you know, that outrages my feminine side.
You know, not that I'm a prude or anything. In fact, away from the office, I'm a very physical woman.
You are?
Oh, yes. When I'm with the right man, something just comes over me.
Oh.
I lose all control and give in to mad, lustful animal passions. My mind says no, but my body says yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Tracy, I want you. I want you now.
I can't believe this. I trusted you, and you're no different than all the rest.
Yes, I am. I'm much better. 40, 41, 42. Oh, man, we're still six short.
We're gonna fry.
Mac, get a grip on yourself. This was not premeditated. It was accidental. Death by snack.
Oh, yeah? Tell me that when you're playing hard to get at the prison dance.
Here's all I can find.
Damn, there are still two bags missing.
We're gonna fry.
Chrissy, I don't understand why you're so upset.
I have never been around anyone who found it necessary to steal toilet paper.
Well, I didn't see any sign saying you had to use it here.
All right, Uncle Floyd, I'm going to say something now in language I don't usually use, but I can't help it. Uncle Floyd, you're a big mooch.
Well, I never realized there was anything wrong with being thrifty.
Look, maybe it would be better for our relationship if you were just to go home now.
It'll cost me $100 to change my flight.
Oh, don't look at me. I've been picked to the bone.
Not as if I've been having a great time. The highlight of my trip has been this free bag of snacks.
Stop! Don't eat those!
Why not?
No reason. Floyd? Why don't you just give me the bag?
Give you the bag?
Sir, would you mind telling me what's going on here?
Chrissy, I'll handle this. Fellas, you seem to want this bag pretty bad.
Okay, Floyd, let's be honest. The snacks are poison. If you eat them, you'll die.
Right.
No, really, he's telling you the truth.
Well, in that case, I could part with them for a small fee, say $50.
$50?
Harry, why don't you just let him eat the snacks?
Because they're poison.
And?
Archie, come back. I am like fruit on the vine. Without you, I will shrivel like a raisin.
Dan, you really don't mean that.
I don't?
No. The only reason you want me is because you can't have me. The truth is, you don't even find me appealing.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Trust me. You are not attracted to me, and I am not attracted to you. I'll show you. Was wrong. No. Too bad we're co-workers. We could have had some fun then, huh?
Last call, Judge. $50.
I'm not paying $50 for any lousy bag of puffed rice.
That's right. You're not, because the price just went up to $100.
Sounds fair to me.
Whose side are you on?
I'll make it up to you if it'll just get him on a plane out of here.
Okay, $100.
Each.
I can take him out clean from here, sir.
Come on, we need $200. Everybody pull your money.
How much you got?
$13 and a coupon from Prang's Kickboxing Academy.
This worth $20, and you get kicked by Prang himself.
Hurt!
I need a favor.
Not now, Dan.
This is important. I want you to fire me.
Don't be ridiculous.
Just for a couple of days. An hour. 15 minutes.
Dan, I have a real crisis here. I gotta come up with $200 now.
That all? Here.
Oh, Dan, you're a lifesaver. Ah. You're fired.
Bless you.
Okay, Floyd, there's your money, and I'll take those.
Oh, what a relief.
Oh, you're telling me. Oh. Mac, if I ever again say let's go into business, you stop me. No matter what it takes, stop me.
Harry, we just got a call from the coroner. Mac Snacks didn't kill Marv. What? It was cardiac arrest. His arteries were clogged with marshmallow prune gooey.
We're back in business! Yeah!
Don't worry. This sort of thing will stop once they hit puberty.
I tell you, Mac, we're on our way. And by the time we're finished, this face is gonna be smiling out of every lunchbox in America.
Oh, no, it's not.
What is it now, Mac?
Well, what it is we've got to get some stuff straight.
Such as,
you may be my boss in court, but in the Mac Snack business, we are partners.
Well, Mac, I admit I'm pathologically decisive.
I'm not done talking.
Right.
And you don't tell me to pose for photos without discussing it with me beforehand.
You're right there. You see what...
And you don't design packages or displays without consulting me.
That sounds reasonable.
And you don't bring in buyers without checking with me first. Now, if we're working together, it's going to be 50-50 or nothing at all. Now, have you got that?
I think so. Anything else?
No. Now, get out of here.
Yes, sir.
You know, I could get used to this sort of thing.
Ross, we'll be starting court in a minute.
Not until you find a new prosecutor. You fired Dan, remember?
Oh, yeah. Where is he now?
Guess.
Okay, Dan, joke's over. You're back on the payroll.
Tracy, wait.
Sorry, Dan. This wasn't meant to be.
You okay, Dan?
I need flesh!
Presents another What the Heck moment. What the heck, only in TV Land.